Good morning. Hi. 7:10. It is still brisk out to 31 right now. We got a high of 38 today, low of 27 tonight with some possible snow this morning. That should taper off, though. That should go away. I know, it sounds crazy. Middle of April, and we're still talking about snow. Here's what'll make you feel better. It's time for your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, the Pandora's box of Facebook has officially been opened, and really, there's no going back. We trusted them, and honestly, they burned us big time. And it is definitely destroying their reputation. According to a new survey, 56% of people say they trust Facebook the least out of any tech company. 56%. The next closest was Google at 5%. That's kind of a big gap there. But are we still addicted that we can't quit? I think so. Another study found that 9% of Americans say they have deleted their Facebook account since all of the info came out about the Cambridge Analytica. 70% have deleted Facebook off their phone, but have not gotten rid of their account. And 35% say they're keeping their account, but they plan on using it less than before. So there you go. Way to go, Facebook. Way to go. Move over 3D. 4DX, a new movie theater concept, is designed to engage all five senses and is set to open in London this week. The theater features high-tech motion seats and special effects to simulate wind, snow, fog, lightning, water, scents, and much more. The idea is being the action on the screen. They want to bring it right to your seat. Literally. I don't know about this, man. Because even 3D, it's not at the point, and I know it's got to have I'm not a huge fan of 3D, because the glasses hurt, the ones that they give you, and honestly, the technology isn't still at the point where I really feel like I'm in the movie. You know, there's certain times where it's kind of cool, but, you know, who knows? Maybe someday in the future we can actually be in the movie. Like, you go in, you put on, like, a simulator suit, and you're, like, in the movie, like, right in it. That'd be kind of cool. But for now, there's just going to be little machines that, you know, spurt mist in our face if we're on a boat. It's like, ow, gee, what the hell? Where'd that dirty water come from? And lastly, fellas, if you make it spicy, you may get lucky. According to a new study out of St. Cloud State University in Minnesota, when a woman orders spicy food on a date, it makes her see the guy she is with about 28% more attractive. Now, you order something sweet, it has the complete opposite effect and makes the guys less attractive. So stay away from dessert. The reason being, researchers think it's because the words that we use to describe spicy foods are sexier words, like hot and intense. And when we start associating those words with the person we're with while eating those foods. So it does make sense. It's kind of a little psychology game there. Now, they didn't test the effect of spicy foods on how men felt on dates, but their theory, if their theory is right, you'd think it would lead to the same positive feeling. So keep it spicy. I can hear it now. I can hear it now. On a date, the waiter comes up. So are we ready to order? Yes, I will be having the fish, and the lady will have the El Diablo local special, please. Extra peppers. Totally getting lucky tonight, my man. Then you kind of nudge the waiter. Keep that in mind, guys. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?